The Agricultural Marketing Resource Center, located at Iowa State University, was started for two very important reasons. Ag MRC Director Craig Chase says, first and foremost, it was put together to help farmers become more profitable. The other goal is to enhance and increase rural economic development. Their website contains a lot of resources for producers who are interested in value-added agriculture.
The site basically has a wide variety of resources that would have background information. For instance, if you're looking at you're wanting to move from a conventional agricultural operation to a value-added ag operation, it would list kind of background information on what some of the marketing, as well as some of the production, as well as some of the financial situations and things that you should take into consideration prior to moving from your conventional operation.
The Ag Marketing Resource Center is closely aligned with the Value Added Producer Grant Program, and Chase talks about what the program is designed for.
It is closely tied with Agricultural Marketing Resource Center. We are actually funded through the rural development, and the purpose of our center is to help farmers that are looking at applying for grants to be able to get that background information, to be able to show that what they are proposing to do for that grant makes sense and will actually enhance not only maybe their farming operation, but actually the rural community in which that operation exists.
Producers who are considering applying for a grant will find all kinds of resources to help them out.
The producer grants are cyclical. In other words, they just went through the process. They're being reviewed at this point. Normally, the rural development will come out with a request for proposals. That is a public knowledge. We also will put that information on the Agricultural Marketing Resource Center. Then you would be giving a period of time and clear instructions on how to apply and what information you need to have in your application. A lot of those resources, again, is, you know, for background information and those types of things, we would have that information on our website as well.
Producers with questions can also call the Resource Center directly or contact their state and federal rural development offices. Chase says the Ag MRC has a lot of other projects in the works.
I mean, there are a lot of different, in addition to the website, we also do a lot of feasibility studies, which we look at and help verify business plans and those types of things that are out there. There is a lot of information and a lot of interest in aquaculture, all kinds of different aquaculture types of projects. And beyond agriculture, there's also a lot of interest in agritourism. Some of those agritourism sites are very specific to agricultural products, and some of them are more of a kind of a destination. So those are some of the hot spots now that we're seeing in some of the topics we're seeing recently.
Their website is www.agmrc.org. Chad Smith reporting.